of where the Jewish people received the Torah. And so this morning, Eli Best was learning with the Rosh Yeshiva, famous Shtickel Torah from the Rav, that the Rav speaks about that there's two different Tamei HaMikra, two different tropes of how to lane the Aseres HaDibros. This is what's called Tam Tachton, and this Tam Elyon. Tam Tachton divides the Dibros into the Psukim. Tam Elyon divides the Dibros into Dibros. You read, like, for example, Zachar's Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, which is the Psukim about Shabbos, are like four or five Psukim. You read it all as like one long pasuk, because you read it according to the Dibros. So the Rav says in that famous Shtickel Torah that when we lay in the Aseres HaDibros, if you lay in it B'tam Elyon, it's to reflect this idea that we're reenacting Kabbalah HaTorah. We're reenacting Maimed Har Sinai. And that's why there's a practice to stand during the Aseres HaDibros, because it's a reenactment of Kabbalah HaTorah. So this week's parasha is a reenactment of Kabbalah HaTorah. So I'd like to share with you a vart that I heard a number of years ago, which made a deep impression on me, and I hold it's mamashi yisoid. It's a very important concept that we need to bear in mind. We have in this week, during the Aseres HaDibros, famous question that's raised on the prohibition at the end of the Aseres HaDibros of Lo Sachmoid, which Lo Sachmoid means you should not be jealous, or you shouldn't desire, you shouldn't covet. Torah says, Lo Sachmoid Beis Reyecha, do not covet, do not desire your friend's house, Lo Sachmoid Eishes Reyecha, his wife, Avdoi Amosoi Shoiroi Chamoiroi V'chol Asher Reyecha, don't desire, don't be jealous and desire other possessions that your friend has. This is a very famous question that's raised here by the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra is one of the Rishonim, early Rishonim who commented on Chumash. The Ibn Ezra asks, famous question, I'll read it to you a little bit inside, just to get the beauty of his language. The Ibn Ezra says the following. He says, Anoshim Rabim Yitmu Al Zoysa Mitzvah. Many question this commandment. Eich Yia Adam Shlo Yachmo Dover Yofa Belibo Kol Mashu Nechmod Lamara Einov. How is it possible for the Torah to tell us, don't desire your friend's stuff, your friend's possessions, his beautiful home, the things that he has, his beautiful wife? How could the Torah tell us not to desire things that are beautiful? How did the Torah tell us, don't desire things that are beautiful? You see a beautiful home. A guy has, he lives in the Five Towns, or he lives in Englewood. He's got a home that's like on 2 acres, 10 bedrooms, 2 driveways, a pool in the back, basketball court. You know, I live in Beit Shemesh in a 2x2, let's say, apartment. I come to this house, it's gorgeous, unbelievable. I wish I had such a house. How did the Torah say, don't desire it? It's a natural reaction. You see something beautiful, you desire it, you want to have it. How did the Torah tell us, don't desire it? That's the famous question of the Ibn Ezra. Answers the Ibn Ezra, Etein l'cha mashal. I'll answer with an analogy. Da, he says, you should know, ki ish kafri, shi ish loidea nechayna. If you have a villager, he's a guy who lives in a village, remote village somewhere, but he's a logical person. He says, such a guy, v'hu roa bas melech shehi yofa. One day, he comes to the capital, and he sees a beautiful princess. He sees the princess, and she's mamish beautiful. He doesn't think, oh, I wish I could marry her. I wish she'll be my wife. He knows this is impossible. She's never going to look at me. I'm a villager. I'm a dope. She's mamish the top part of society. Princess. The al taksha yzeh kafri shuke echod mina mishugoyim. She is savish, she is like nafayim lo fashamayim. Lo yitochin liyos. This is a villager, is not a nut who thinks, oh, I wish I was a bird and I had wings. It would make my life a lot easier. I could fly instead of having to walk or take the bus, or take a drive in a car. I just could fly. I wish I was a bird. Meshuggah thinks like that. Kasher ein adam mis mesave lishkav im imo. So it's just like a person, a normal person, says the Ibn Ezra, doesn't think, oh, I wish I could marry my mother. She's so beautiful. I wish I could be together with her, have relations with her. Why doesn't a person, normal person, think that way? Says the Ibn Ezra, because you know from when you're a child, this is off limits. She's forbidden. She's totally out of the ballpark. There's nothing to talk about. There's no way in the world that this is a possibility for you. So you don't desire it. Kacha says the Ritva, the Ibn Ezra, kol maskil, every understanding, logical person, Tzarech Sheyeda has to understand, ki isha yafa o mamon, that if your friend has a beautiful wife, or he has a lot of money, he has a beautiful home, lo yimtze'enu adam bavur chachmasa v'daito. It's not because of his intelligence, necessarily. Rak kasher cholak le'Hashem. He has what he has because that's what God determined he should have. That's what God decided is what this person deserves to have. And it's nothing to do with me. God gives every person what they're meant to have. So says the Ibn Ezra, if a person has the understanding that this has no shaykhus to me, this is totally out of my world, out of my ballpark, you're not going to desire it because it's completely unrealistic. It's totally unrealistic. So says the Ibn Ezra, if a person realizes that what Hashem gives every person is what he's meant to have, and exactly what he's meant to have, and like the Gemara says, "Ein malchus achas nagas v'chaverta," one kingdom can't encroach on another kingdom. Every person has what he's supposed to have. So then you're not going to be jealous to desire what someone else has, because he knows this is totally out of his realm. It's totally not related to him. It's like a different world. There's no having me that I should get it. That's what the Ritva says. The Ibn Ezra. So I once heard a few years ago, took guys in Shir to Bnei Brak, and we went to visit one of the Gedolim who lives in Bnei Brak. His name is Moshe Hillel Hirsch. After we visited Rav Chaim Kanievsky. So Rav Moshe Hillel Hirsch was actually American. He's the son, grandson-in-law of the Rosh Yeshiva of Slabodka. And he made the following ha'ara. He said that the Ibn Ezra is saying that if a person wants to, you can extrapolate from the Ibn Ezra not just an idea about how to confront the Yetzirah regarding Lo Sachmoid, regarding that a person shouldn't have desires, but in general, when we have temptation for sin, so if a person has the understanding that this is totally off limits, this is not shaykh, it's in a different world, then you're not going to go ahead and do it, because you understand it's completely off limits. Just like a person understands that to have relations with his mother is a no-brainer, that it's completely off limits. So if you look at an Aveira as being completely off limits, it's, it's just destruction, then you'll stay away from doing an Aveira. That's one perspective. But he said there's another perspective to have, which the Alter of Slabodka introduced, which is maybe a more powerful method for us. He said, if you look at the Psukim, Perek Yutes, Pasuk Hey, Pasuk Vav, Shem tells Moshe Rabbeinu to give like a short speech, a short pep talk to the Jewish people before receiving the Torah. He tells them the following. It says, and now if you will heed my voice, Pasuk Hey, Perek Yutes Pasuk Hey, Ushmartim es brisi, and observe my covenant, Ve'yisem li segula mikol ha'amim, you will be my precious treasure from among all the nations. The whole world belongs to me. You will be a kingdom of priests and a holy people. These are the words you should say to the Bnei Israel. Rashi says, Lo pachos v'lo yoser. This is what you tell them, not more, not less. Said the author of Slabodka. What's the introduction to Kabbalah Satayra? What is the first thing we have to have in mind before we receive the Torah? Is v'atem tiuli mamleches koyanim v'goy kodosh. The purpose of receiving the Torah is we're going to become, by receiving the Torah, by accepting the Torah, a kingdom of priests and a holy people. Rashi explains, what does that mean? Kingdom of priests? What do you mean, a kingdom of priests? There's only one tribe which are priests, not even the entire tribe, only Shevet Levi, no, some Levim, Kohanim. What does it mean, Va'atem, the entire Jewish people, are Mamleches Kohanim, a kingdom of priests? Says Rashi, Sarim, princes, high officers, ministers. And he brings a pasuk in Sefer Shmuel that shows that the children of David were called sons of Kohanim. A Kohen means he's an officer, he's a prince. Explains the author of Slabodka. What the Torah is telling us is the following. When we received the Torah, we became princes of Hashem. We're Hashem's princes. We're the princes of the king. We're elevated. We're not like all the other nations. As we say every day, the Torah elevates us. It elevates us to a different level of living. We're princes. We're officers. The Zohar says, Nefesh HaChaim speaks about it, once mentioned it. What does it mean that man is created B'Tselem Elokim? It means that we are in the image of God, just as God is a creator. So we have that ability to be creative, that whatever we do affects the whole world. Person does a mitzvah, it brings down blessing to the whole world. So he's a prince. He's a prince, says the author of Slabodka. The Yesoi, the first basis, the premise of Kabbalah Satayra is, person has to realize, Torah is not just a bunch of rules that are an obligation, they're like a burden I have to carry around, and I have this weight on my shoulders, all these obligations I have to do. The Torah is given to us to elevate us, to make us princes, says now Rav Moshe Hillel Hirsch. If you have that understanding that you're a prince, so if you go back to the analogy of the Ibn Ezra, just as the villager never in his right mind could think logically, I'm going to marry the princess, the princess never in her right mind is going to think, I'm going to marry a villager, a guy who's, you know, a bum, he doesn't know anything, he's not cultured, he's a farmer. If we realize what we are, if we realize that we're princes, mamleches kayanim v'goy kadosh, then there's no havamina to do an avera. It's beneath me, what, I'm a prince. Will a prince think of eating from the garbage? Even if you found a steak in the garbage, would you eat it if it was in the garbage? You're a prince. A homeless guy eats from the garbage, not a prince. So if we have that perspective, that we're princes of Hashem, then we'll be able to accept the Torah and fulfill the Torah. So as Hashem, we should all have that understanding, that every single one of us is a part of the Mamleches Kainim Goy Kodesh. We're all princes, and we have to therefore bear that in mind and act accordingly. Okay, have a great Shabbos, everybody.